Hi, my name's Caitlin, and today we're talking to Chris Lennett from the Queensland University of Technology. Chris received his Bachelor of Mechatronic Engineering with Honours from the University of Queensland in 2009, and is now in the second year of his PhD with the Sci-Fi Lab at QUT. That's C-Y-P-H-Y, short for Cyber Physical Systems. His research is focused on simplifying the way humans learn to move into mathematical formulas. Chris is now applying these formulas to a range of robots to enable them to teach themselves to move, much in the same way that we do. So Chris, tell us about your research.
My PhD is in robotics in engineering at QUT in Queensland. Basically, the idea is to try and integrate concepts from biology and concepts from a field of machine learning, which is sort of an engineering field, to pretty much give robots the ability to learn to control themselves. Now, what that means by control themselves is, how would you say it? If you give it a robot the path that you want it to move, it needs to figure that out, how to apply the right commands to its system to get to achieve that path. The analogy is sort of my system is trying to give the skill to a robot the same skills that a baby has to learn to walk.
So these are actually self-learning robots. Your program doesn't tell them how to move. It tells them how to figure it out for themselves.
Yes, exactly right. I always bring it back down to the analogy of a baby because a baby pretty much attempts to learn something, fails, and then tries again and improves that. So you think of a baby trying to get up and walk, falling over, and then trying it again in a different way. And then it improves its walking ability over time. So my research is trying to look at, well, how does the brain do that? And how can we represent this in sort of a mathematical concept and apply it to a real robot? And what I'm working on is I'm not working on trying to teach a robot to walk. I'm going to look at trying to teach a robot to move its own arm, which is a simpler skill to learn. So instead of a baby walking, it's more a baby shaking a rattle or something like that.
Now, your research is focused on elastic robots. Can you tell us how elastic robots are different from what's been used previously?
Yeah, so that's the key to the application is a lot of previous robots are all quite rigid or stiff. And what that means is the forces that are applied on the robot are quite simple to counteract. You can measure those forces and just pretty much put a control loop on it and mitigate the forces that are on it. A flexible or elastic robot actually is more complicated because the forces that are applied to it start to are coupled through the springs or the elastic elements and disturb the system in a different way. So the model is all a bit complex. So the idea is to get to learn an elastic robot over a rigid body robot because elastic robots are sort of the future. They're important to get robots into human society because they're safer. If they're elastic and flexible, then if they hit someone, they just bounce back. They don't actually pretty much knock their heads off. So rigid robots are pretty much industry-type robots, where flexible robots are moving towards human environments.
This all sounds pretty exciting. How long do you think it will be before we see these robots out there being fully functional?
In terms of elastic robots getting out there, I think it's probably the next 5 to 10 years. They're really making a push for it. I've seen a few elastic legged robots bouncing around and are actually working. So yeah, getting them in human society is a lot different, but getting them out of the lab, yeah, it should be in the near future.
So this programming will be able to be applied to lots of different types of robots without having to write new programs each time. Obviously, this sounds like it will save a lot of time in creating new robots.
Yes, exactly. I can imagine the robots in the manufacturing company, basically. You build them and then you program them and then you have a room where they start walking around and teaching themselves to do things. So sort of like baby playpen or something.
Well, thanks for your time, Chris. It's been fascinating hearing about where robotics is headed in the future.
Thank you.
So that was PhD student Chris Lennett talking to us about his research applying biological models to robots to enable them to teach themselves to move. Coming up next, we have Flight of the Conchords with their song, Robots.
The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the distant future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is quite different ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s. There is no more.